It's very windy today, so I apologise if there's a bit of wind noise. For those who asked about the van that I was talking about yesterday, the problems I had with my van, everything's fine now. It's running like a charm. And I did say yesterday that I'd have to talk sometime about my mechanic, and I think I'll do that today. I'm the president of the Friends of the Edison Public Library, and one of the things we do, I mean, we raise funds for our local library system. We're all volunteer organisation, and one of the things we do is have an annual book sale, and we get people donating books, and so we often have to, you know, haul books all over the place, and so that's really the reason why I have a van. I wouldn't have a van otherwise. I'd have some kind of economical car, I'm sure, but that's what we have. And we were given a van a number of years ago from a friend of ours. Actually, he donated it, and he recommended a mechanic, a local mechanic, who had actually worked on this van in the past, and we started using it. His name's Henry Morris. And his company is Ultimate Auto in Ultimate Automotive in South Plainfield in New Jersey. And he started doing stuff on the van when we needed it, on the understanding that it was, you know, we're a volunteer organisation, very low budget, and we weren't taking this van on long trips. We were just kind of scooting around town with books. And so he kept the van running for a few years. I mean, it was not in great condition when we got it, but he kept it going very cheaply. He also said when our van was kind of dying, he said to us, you know, if we find another vehicle at some point, you know, let him know, he'd be more than happy to look it over for us free of charge. And in fact, that's what happened. We found a cheap van when the other one died. In fact, we bought it ourselves. It was very cheap, but we bought it, you know, to use for the Friends of the Library. And so he does the same thing with this one. As I say, he looked it over when we first were interested in it, and he said it was worth having. It was cheap. He said, you know, it was basically a workhorse. It was a Ford Windstar, a few years old. And so yes, he's kept it going ever since, very cheaply, I'm glad to say. And so I'd like to give him a bit of a plug. So that's Henry Morris of Ultimate Automotive in South Plainfield. He's a good guy, and he's a, you know, small local business, and we all should be supporting those.